time. I'll be waiting on you. I'll be right here.
Yo, man.
Peace.
Waiting on you by my man Tyrese right there.
Woo.
Yo, my man Digi came through, man. He out here dropping, man.
Dropping gems on y'all. Dropping gems on y'all. Yo, dropping gems on y'all. Dropping gems on y'all. We dropping gems.
Come on. Yo, man. I mean, come on, man. My man's coming in strictly for the ladies today, man. Ladies, stand up, man. If you loving this One Order Radio 6 o'clock Blitz,
let me hear you say
hi. We love the ladies over here too, but you know it's not just for the ladies. The fellas.
You know what I mean?
Hey, man. Look.
You know what I mean?
Look, man. Look.
Enjoy the music, people.
Put on a little 3-cuff. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Peace out here, man.
Yo, man. So we started that joint off with I Choose You by Melody Fiona.
Melody Fiona, that's right.
Nice.
Then we had My Everything. And that was by my man Danny Boy featuring Ain't Nothing But a G-Thang, Baby. Snoop Doggy Dog. Come on, man. What's up? Yo, it's real interesting how Snoop is still the one that's on top. Man, there's a lot of conspiracies going on. Who's the op?
I heard Snoop was Diddy's friend, too. You didn't hear that thing?
Oh, yeah, I heard that, too, man. But then, there's videos of him talking. Oh, I don't like... You know what I mean? It's so... Brothers is double agents out here, man.
Everybody out here so wishy-washy.
Everybody out here
wishy-washy. Everybody out here wishy-washy.
Pick a side, man.
No doubt, man.
Pick a side, man.
No
Stand
doubt.
On your square.
In the river, good. On the bank. In the river, on the bank. You know.
Yo, you got this beat. You got this woo on
I'll
right now.
You,
so
man.
We feeling like spitting a little, man. Oh, man. Knowledge yourself. I walk with that God on my own guard. Like Walt Wallace, Doberman, Shot Collins. Please, people. So, yo, there's a lot of good things going on, man. Yo, next week, man, last week we had the man Junk on.
J-U-N-K.
You know what I'm saying?
J-U-N-K.
We had him on the show, man, and if you missed that, you can go to the CJSF.ca website, go to program, tap in One Order, listen to Junk hit the interview, slaughter. Tell me right now, where you gonna hear it delivered like that? One Order, baby, here to hit you with the math. Come on, man.
That was a great interview, though, man. Enough respect, dude, man.
Come on,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? Junk's a real one, man. If you ain't heard of him, you better go look it up, man. He's gonna be there for sure, yo.
100, man.
Italiano.
And you can't forget the Germanic as well. He Italiano-Germanic.
I know. When he started spitting that German, I was like, oh!
Man, you know what I mean? So, yeah, his latest album, Gallery of Saints, with the collaboration with Messiah, definitely, recommend checking that out. But he's performing next Thursday at Fortune Nightclub, you know what I mean? I guess it's his going away show until he comes back, you know what I'm saying? Because he's going to Europe and whatnot, but it's looking like it's going to be a great show, you know what I'm saying? And then that Saturday, Let me reverse it a little bit. And then that Wednesday, before Thursday, we got a special guest we're going to be interviewing. Loca Honest, dope female indigenous Latina artist with her man Tiago. And that's going to be fire, so definitely stay tapped in. But she got her album release party, which is that Saturday on the 30th. We're going to give you more details on the location. Here to build the nation. Location. One Order, baby. Here to build the next
hip hop.
And who said hip hop was
hip-hop.
Dead?
Hip-hop.
Who said hip hop was dead?
Hip hop.
Hip hop's dying. I guess I'm here to save
hip hop.
Come on, man. You know what I mean?
Hip hop.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, we got this, B.
And then December 18th, man, you know, the infamous mob is coming through, Hollywood Theater.
Hey.
What is crack-a-lackin', folks?
Yo, I want my royalties on all that, though, you know?
Hey, man, I got you, bro. One order, we deal with equal partnership, baby. You know what I'm saying? We all about equality.
For sure,
you know what I mean? It's all about that, you know what I mean? And look, man, like we was just building, man, on education and what it's like to, you know, be a child, you know, and of any, you know, of any complexion, you know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't believe what happened, though. After that little segment, man, you know, what was partner's name that came through here?
Yeah, man, a brother here who studies here at the school, he came by and
a valued listener.
You know what I'm saying? He tapped in, he was listening, and he appreciated it, right? And like, because here at One Order, man, like, you know, however people want to take it, we get vulnerable, we get real, man. We talk about the real, you know what
I'm saying? That's what we're here for.
You know what I mean?
Well, I want you to say, you know, he came in and he gave enough respect to. He's like, I love your conversation. I love what you guys talking about, you know? And that's what we're here for, you know what I mean? That's what we're here for. All the conversations that people scared to have, you know, to a degree, you know? We out here, you know, and we want you to call in, man. What's that number again? 778-782-2573, you know? You guys call in, man. You say your piece, you know? Say your piece if you got something to say.
You know what I mean? And you got to come in peace, please. Come in peace, please.
Come in peace.
Please.
Or you're getting cut like hydro.
Cut.
Come in peace.
Cut.
Or you're getting cut like hydro. Come in peace. Or you're getting cut like hydro.
Come in peace. Or you're getting
cut like hydro.
Goodness. Hey, look, man, if you a label, this is what you want.
No doubt, man.
You know what I mean?
We just getting warm.
Come on, man.
I need the money like we rich photo.
Click that diamond
shining on us like drip water.
Pretty women around with
them big foreigns. Girl, you now rocking with that One Order.
Guess what, y'all? You know what I'm saying? We got the One Order Collective album, Supreme Order, coming December 18th! And that was produced by my man Curb the Kid. Yo, man, where this bomb, man? And you know, we got Guilty Black on that album. We got Q1 on that album. We got my man Kate. Yo, man, look, God, this is what we do, baby. We have fun out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
So, yo, man, you would hit me up with something. You know, maybe we could start on it. You want to start in the next segment? Which one you want to do? You know, all that stuff you're telling me about, you know, some serious history out here, man. Some Canadian history. Some history that everybody needs to know.
Well,
you know?
Let's talk about my man, Forte. Forte. When it comes to this, we got the wordplay. So, y'all are familiar probably with the restaurant on Thurlow and Robson. You know, Joe Forte's very notorious, you know what I'm saying?
Fine dining,
you know what I mean? Probably like $100 steaks and all that, you know what I mean? And a lot of celebrities go there, you know what I'm saying? Joe Forte's, shout out to Joe Forte's. But it's important that y'all know who Joe Forte's really was, right? And Joe Forte's came to... He came to Canada, 1885, you know what I'm saying? Black man. And he pretty much stayed in the West End. And he was Vancouver's basically first lifeguard on the West End. And he was saving a lot of children from drowning out there in the city of Vancouver at that time. Gave him also the role of a constable, and he was the lifeguard, and you know he saved a few big names, and you know he He was a black man. You know what I'm saying? Okay. He was a black man.
And he could swim?
Word is bond.
I know. When he told me the story, I was like, oh, word?
And you know, I think that joke is pretty lame, because considering the fact that, you know, when our brothers and sisters had to jump ships from them dudes bumping their heads with a certain book, you know what I'm saying? You know, they jumped, right? To get away, right? So to say that black people can't swim is a joke. And if you say that...
Who said that? I didn't say that.
No.
I said he could swim?
I'm saying, like, yeah, because word is spawn, you know what I mean? People say that. Yo, you know, and that's like that subtle BS racism that I've been hearing my whole life. Oh, black people can swim? Like, what the heck does that mean, man? Yeah, I could swim better than you. You know what I'm saying? I taught y'all to swim. You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about?
I saved you.
Hold on.
What do you mean, hold on? Hold on to what? I'm holding on to the microphone.
We got to do the numbers.
Let's do the numbers.
Let's do the numbers.
What you want to look up?
So I'm saying, how many melanated people swim?
What, many, professionally many. Or can swim?
Many. I mean, can swim, period. I know a whole bunch of people like go put their feet in the water, you know what I mean? Maybe, a little, put their head underwater a little. But, like, I'm talking swimming. You know what I mean? What are the numbers on that, right?
Listen, bro. It's you who said some of civilization came from the water. So if we gonna talk about that, then what? Were you telling me we can't swim?
I never said that, brother. I'm just saying how many people like to swim, even want to swim, and all that. That's what we getting at.
I don't swim.
Don't put me in a corner over here. You know what I'm saying?
Don't put me in the corner.
Try and put me in detention, right? No, we just having fun out here. But no, I wonder. That's a little melanated joke there. You know what I'm saying? You know, black people in the swimming and stuff like that. But you see, my man Shaheem here, he take that very to heart. You know what I mean? I didn't mean it to be that way, brother. Black people can't swim. And I heard they can jump, too. Mm-hmm. You good?
Just keep going. My kids are fine.
Yeah. We got studio difficulties here. You know those things that can happen, like, once in a million times and probably would never happen again, right? But you see, Hardbody and I got that energy, you know what I'm saying? And it will find us. It will find us. But, hey, man, shout out to, K-Ski, you know, Cavil One, you know what I mean? Doing big things out here.
We back on air. Yo. One order in Yo. The building, like we just don't care. We back on air.
One order in the building, like we just don't care. Back on air. In the building, like we just don't care.
We back on air.
We're all up in the building, like we just don't care.
So, you know, like, yeah, man, black people can swim. You know what I mean? Like, word is bond, black people can swim. And look, man, I'm a Pisces and I love the water. You know what I'm saying? You catch me at the beach. You know what I'm saying? Catch me in the hot tub. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I like, and I'm not getting no back rubs and no hot tubs with Mr. DDDY. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, word is bond. I like the water, and I think black people can swim, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, as far as professionally, like, at a high level sports, I mean, I can't tell you.
There is a black swimmer coming up in the ranks right now.
Okay.
I can't recall the name.
Okay.
I did see that, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, can black people jump? Of course. Why you think we run the NBA? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about now, man. They got a lot of European dudes coming in, man.
Yeah, that's fixed.
All them touch fouls and stuff that's like that, fixed. Man. What's with the touch fouls, man?
Yo,
I seen this thing. These guys could not survive in the 80s. There's no way. Steph Curry can handle the Detroit Pistons. I'm telling you that right now. Okay? There's no way these guys can handle these guys, bro. You ain't getting to the rim without getting some abuse. Okay.
Come on, man. In the hood, they be punching each other and all that, man. Like, they are real mad aggressive. You know what I mean?
You, man.
They mad aggressive, man, you know? But, like, the fact is that, like, you know, most times, right, most sports that black people are in, they dominate. And that's not on no racial
we
thing.
We dominate everything.
We dominate everything. Look at Tiger,
oh,
man.
Guys,
Tiger,
man.
Yeah. No, yeah, everything. Man. It's not. Look, bro, you know what I mean? Let's deal with actual factual. It's not about, like, nothing. It's just that we have the genetics, man. Like, that's, it's that. You know how many times, back when I used to do more bodybuilding, dudes would be like, yo, man, you have the natural genetics. You just, like, you don't even have to do no roids or nothing. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, you're right. It's in my DNA, bro. Like, that's where it is born. That's it. You know what I'm saying? We got bigger brains. We got bigger scalps.
Oh,
this is fact, science.
Bigger.
This is what science has proven.
Yo, I thought we were talking about Joey Fonte, B.
Yo.
You know what I mean? Now we're talking about...
Yeah, you know what I mean? The universe... Look, man. Look, man. The Earth is traveling at a speed of rate of 1,037 one-third miles per hour at its core. You know what I mean? So we constantly rotating, man. It's all good. But the point is
some
that...
Some people believe that.
You know what I'm saying? That's some all right, man. Y'all deal with belief or deal with knowledge. It's two different things,
well,
man.
Well, there's knowledge and there's belief,
yeah,
man. How do you know that's really happening, my man?
You want to go there?
Because you were
let's
told,
go
right?
there.
How
I wasn't
you know?
Told.
How do you know? How do you know?
You see, this is
how
the thing about you.
How does everybody know without being told?
This
bro.
Is the thing about you flat earthers.
Friends,
this
man.
Is the thing about you flat earthers. Is that you don't think that they've gone to space, right? So you guys can't even prove that the earth is flat. You talk about curvature, but in order to have a curve, you have to be what? Going round with a circumference. You don't have curvature on square, flat land. So therefore, if
yes,
you can...
You do.
No, you do not.
They're called mountains and hills.
Mountains is not curvature, bro.
Okay, well, what is it, brother?
What are you talking about?
What is it, brother?
Ask a pilot.
That's not...
What
yo,
is it, brother?
Ask a pilot. Yo,
yo
listen.
He's trying to pull this with me, and then he goes, yeah, plane fly... At a linear light of sight, right? Linear flight, right?
Bro, if the
what
earth,
does linear mean, brother?
Linear is a straight line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is the
okay.
thing. When you are measuring, when you are measuring speed, you have to measure relative to what is not moving.
Man, these guys trying to tell me the plane's going upside down under the earth, and you know what I mean?
You're
like,
not
going to
feel that, though. You're like, come on, man.
Come on, man.
You guys
stand on the square.
Yeah,
I stand on the square.
100%.
When you go to space and snap that shot, because the sun is supposed to be so bright, right? Okay, you go to that space. How come there's always dark around the earth? Like, it's just so nice. Where's that light coming? Where's the light?
Light travels at the speed of 186,000 miles per hour, bro. You, like, come on, man. You flat earthers think that the earth is in the atmosphere. Yo, that's the most stupidest thing. That's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard.
The earth
is
in the what?
If the sun was in the earth's atmosphere, we would not be able to survive.
That's what you were told, brother.
What do you mean that's what I was told? You can't show and prove that the sun is in the atmosphere.
And you can't show and prove that the earth is round.
Yo, 100% we can.
You can't show
yes, we can.
What CGI?
But you guys don't think that they've gone to space, regardless if you think they're going to the moon.
What is space? What's classified as space? Classified as space here?
Was the first lunar landing real?
Yo,
was
man.
It?
Listen.
Was it?
You know
listen.
What I mean?
Was
man,
it?
Come on.
The
yeah,
first lunar
yeah,
landing was real. The first lunar landing was real. As how far as them going to Mars and all that, I don't know about that. But I'm going to tell you right now that the Egyptians figured out the earth was round with the obelisk. I'm not talking about... We don't even have to go about modern day technology. Our ancestors figured out that the earth was round. So you telling me that them brothers and sisters was lying?
Passionate.
Because the Greeks came and Eratosthenes, he came, and these dudes, they took the knowledge and they said, oh, the Greeks are the ones that came because he was studying.
Man,
he was
we don't even.
What? So you're going to tell me? You're going to tell me, right, that the ones who built the pyramids could not figure out that the earth was round. The nation who traveled we talk about circumglobe. What does that mean? That's round.
In English.
Listen, if you're so show and prove that the Egyptians were wrong. Show and prove that.
I'm not arguing.
Well, show and prove that they were right.
Show and
you know what I'm saying? We can go back and forth all night.
No, G.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we gotta run that PSA real quick.
Run that PSA. Let's go.
And now now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
They was competition. Wisdom from kings trapped inside of these compositions. It was written I'm supposed to die. Wealthy nigga threw me overboard, so I had to Michael Phelps a nigga. I finished first place among 400,000. A nigga swim good. Shout out to Frank Ocean. Friends think I'm crazy. They don't know what to say to me in person. They just hug me and tell me that they gon' pray for me. I crack a smile and do my best not to frown. Even Jesus couldn't preach in his hometown. How to stay to only sleep when I'm bored in the jet. Whispering in my ear that her pussy is soaking wet. Gotta keep this shit a secret, these niggas ain't ready yet. I put my motherfucking brand on the front of my hoodie. Me and Chosen got a sound that can fuck up a city. I watched that nigga buy a Beamer with hundreds and fifties. We just wanna be fruitful as we travel the earth. You a legend when the people start rewinding your verse. That's real game, nigga. Pistol full of truth pointed at your brain, nigga. Blow. Barap, pap, 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 pap. Take all of that. And no success is a sacrifice. He got a Jesus piece. That don't mean that he follow Christ. Nah. I can tell by the way he moved, the shit he spent his money on, the type of woman that he choose. Building a buzz that's bigger than Buzz Lightyear. I walk with the light like a pair of LA gears. Dialogue with my niggas like I know that it's here. I felt the energy shift around this time last year. If beats still sounding like this, I would have been rich a long time ago. I Steve Harvey jumped in Yo Geronimo. Life.
40 acres and a roller tiller. A big bag of seeds and some water. And we gon' build this motherfucker up now. From the bottom so no one can take it from us. Talking ownership, ownership. I'm in my shirt. Imagine the things we can do when we get justice. I'm in my shirt. And a roller tiller reparations.
Used to want a piece of the pie, now I want the recipe. Tried to get a 9 to 5, now I'd rather work for me. I need the whole thing, I need the whole thing. And fuck you, I ain't greedy. So run me what you owe. Run me what you told me. Run me what you owe. So run me what you owe. Run me what you told me, run me what you owe. I need the whole thing. Fuck you, I ain't greedy. I need the whole thing. I need the whole thing. Gotta feed the family. Gotta feed the family. Money answers all. I need the whole thing. I need the whole thing. Fuck you, I ain't greedy. Run me what you owe. I need the whole thing. Fuck you, I ain't greedy. I need the whole thing. I need the whole thing. Gotta feed the family. And that just got.
Well, 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 well. Hello, baby. Fool, one day you here. And then you're gone. La 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 la.
so I start selling crack cocaine and codeine. Time to stack some paper, I gotta do it quick. Thinking I'm a juvenile, but they don't know who they messing with. Yeah, my mama's only son, but I live every day like it's my motherfucking last one. Every nigga and they mama asking why, but I'm in the game, live by the game, and in the game I'ma die. And if I die, or should I say, if I go, bury me in Horn Clark next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say, it'll be on, it's a trip you're here today. But the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby.
Living in, man, it ain't nothing but drama. Everyone wanna harm ya. In New York, niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with dubs are hydroponic. Marijuana, gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Box died on the corner behind a funky ass dice game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end, and I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in a pen for damn near 10, but now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone, cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
The next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
I'm up early cause ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoke two sweets and so these chickens, 4 o'clock like 9. Big nut holder, my boulder, smoker on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get swallowed under city lights. Niggas be looking shife, so I look shife back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches trying to lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga Donnie 40, Dante 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can ask Bumby, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy's son away? Man, if you got kids, show them you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here and baby, the next day they gone.
Turn my headphone down a little bit. Yeah.